I don't think it rained here today. It rained around. Rained on my house. But looking around the streets here in San Francisco, I don't think it actually rained here. Yes. Yes, keep honking. Yes! Really hit that horn. Any chance of attending TwitchCon in September? I don't know. September is a really long way away. And it's not, it doesn't seem like that's a show where there's going to be games for us to go see and cover, so I'm not really sure, what we would even do there. But it is happening up the street, so I don't know. I don't really have a firm grasp on what that thing is and why we would care, really, but, I'm not opposed to it. I just don't know who that's for. Is it for people who want to broadcast on Twitch better, going to seminars? Because that's not, it's not really the sort of thing I would really go to. Because a lot of I've heard from people who've, one of our business dudes went to something it was a little more YouTube focused. It sounded, just internet video focused, but there were a lot of people talking about YouTube. And it was just, literally people saying, no, you really need to, tell people at this point, and this point that they need to, follow, subscribe your stuff. And it's that's not the type of tactical information I'm especially interested in hearing firsthand, I guess. But I don't really know what the Twitch thing is. Oh, my blinker's on. Thank you. An event for fans meeting favorite streamers. Yeah, I don't know. Like, I haven't really seen a call for, like, panel submissions like they do at PAX and stuff, so I don't really know what sort of thing they're, like, what they're setting up to facilitate that, I guess. But yeah, I don't know, I like Twitch. Twitch is cool. Bike merge gets crazier every day. Here we go. Merge through the stream of bikes into this turn lane. This is on the other side of the bike lane. Oh my god, go. Take that Prius, put it in the lane. Stop doing this to me. I mean, since we're right at the street from TwitchCon, like, we could almost just, like, maybe host something ourselves in our, like, where we did the thing after the Big Live show. You know, have 100 people or something come by for that, or, nah, I don't know. Gotta figure out when it is, because I think about PAX plans and all that other stuff. Might be a lot to put on that many shows in that short a time, but September. Yeah, fuck. Something like a little pick me up or something. I should probably see what's on the radio.
Pitbull's Globalization, coming May 19th on this SiriusXM channel. I'm a grinner, I'm a
a smoker. I'm a midnight toker. I get my love and all.
So I don't even use that on Steam. Wait, what about May 26th? I'm focused on May 19th at this point, you know? These are the dates, so I'm not really sure what that's about. Oh man, there's a lot of cars.
Something you can't understand. I work at this gentleman. There is something.
out this joint, man, past the Murray Mate. And then I come to Sky Zoo. You know Sky Zoo is home. Cool Suicide Doors is the first to drop it next month. It's cool music, so I need some feedback on this Sue, my man, Monk Infinite. Shout out to the... Oh, yeah, like I said, Sky Zoo, Suicide about it. Torrey on Twitter, at Torrey on the gram. Or you can hit him direct. At Doors, that passport stamp for the week. That my soul.
Forever Infinite. Do it like this. As I figure how to begin this, I already thought of the ending. And if the ending dictates the way the start of it's written, then I'm really rewinding what is it. Get it? Swear it gets harder to get it. But when you got it, to get it again is more in a set. It's like product concealing the end is in a sense. Our lights got us, concealing the winds where it begins. It's right by us, labeled a tight bias. To be one and the same, or maybe they might buy us. To see one of us change, or say that they might buy us. And leave us yet a game for a game like pills on the banners of your screen. You know the handle the regime is the handle on the lead. And the hands do extend till the hand is out of reach. And the reach be the limbs that'll balance out the means. And the means to it all and get a ski mask involved. Then you winning or you swimming in the flood of the maroon site. Sheets by the dozen and you covered by a boom mic. Party, the most humble of an autograph. The threaded needles of desert eagles and honors raps. The high thinking you can find more. The balance of the script when the sugar signs off. Ballerina fits like suicide fall. All for the intrigue of a suicide doll. So the doors lifting up, and they never came down. Came down. I mean, they roll around the block when the doors lifted up. Like they was flying off the ground. And then they told us that they called low suicide doors. What they call? They said they called low suicide doors. What they call? Break lights was $100 bill green. And we was green for a suicide door. And as we take this tour from the route, the steps move like it's word of mouth. The steps move like if they were stepping with us when we further out. So step two becomes the workaround. It gets lighter than a fly knit, tighter than an eye slit, brighter than a writer you was bright enough to climb with. Compliment you while big enough me. Just bring us up to speed to the steps that we align with. Then it all ties in, tied up to keep down. But cover up your eyes when it flies like you D Brown. The complexities are rubbing arms next to me. It all adds to these bags of longevity. It's like I'm Wayne Shorter with a ratchet fetish. Or I'm Man DC's with a jazz collection. In other words, I covered what they covered like overflow my cupboard, spilling gold medal dreams. And running to the cover like you gold medal breed. Or bread and fed how that gold medal steams. Meaning's all over, you can pick the one that suits you. Depending on the tide, the accessories can lose you. See how we still twisting shit together. Black ice dangle from the mirror that reflect us. Black ice tangle till a loop is signed off. All for the intrigue of a suicide dog. So the doors lifting up, and then they never came down. Came down. I mean, they rolled around the block with the doors lifted up, like they was flying off the ground. And then they told us that they called low suicide dogs. What they call? They said they called low suicide dogs. What they call? Break rights, $100 bill green. And we was green for a suicide dog.
Activity, and you know what I mean, you put them up against each other and it's kind of... pretend among friends that you're really into music festivals and have all these great music festival memories and things, but in reality these days, don't get out to too many music festivals, because I don't know, maybe you don't like the sunburn and the incessant fashion shows, and I don't know, you just don't like being around lots of other people in general. I understand, and I have good news for you. We will be broadcasting all through this weekend Hangout Music Festival from Gulf Shores, Alabama. This is a lesser-known music festival that I'm pretty excited about. The lineup for Hangout this weekend includes Spoon, Future Islands, Sylvan Esso, Father John Misty, Fantagram on there, lots of others. Full coverage and broadcasts from Hangout Music Fest begin tomorrow all through the weekend up on Alt Nation 36.
My roof is leaking in so many places.
About halfway over the Golden Gate Bridge, just turns into super fog, overcast. I wonder, well, super fog at least. Right on. Well, yeah, maybe it'll be all gloomy on the other end. That'll be actually kind of nice in a weird way.
You're winning tickets to see Sierra Sunday, May 31st at the Regency Ballroom in San Francisco. Call in to win right now. Good luck. Here's Jay-Z.
Big pimpin', baby. That's right. Big pimpin', spinach.
My homeboy just gone, the nigga. I just hope the Lord. And if you really want to show off, we can get it on live in front of the cameras on your own sitcom. I'll let you kick them first. Fuck it, I'll let you kick them all. I didn't even wait for the studio audience to applaud. Now watch me rip the tap on your arm, kick you in the groin, stick you for your Vanguard award in front of your mom. Your first, second, and third ball, make your wife get on the arm, call Minister Farrakhan, so he can persuade me to squash it. I say, no, he started it. He forgot what a hardcore artist is. A hardcore artist is a dangerous man, such as myself. The dream to run 20 miles of soft sand on the off land. Program to kick hundreds of balls off land from
lost the forgotten land. You done did it, man. You done spitted some wax in. And probably thought that because it's been a minute, I forget it. Fuck that. Cause like Common and Cube, I see the bitch in you. And I'ma make the world see you too, motherfucker.
Yo, cannabis, man, you moving like my type of tension, man. You're in and out with your ass, you with your flow, man. But dig, right? You got to meet me, that's your name, cannabis. Your whole agenda is to eat these niggas, man. They have no business to be on the same stage with you. I'm in a mic with you.
Fucking guy Cannabis is. So last time that he battled was on King of the Dot, correct?
Yeah.
And he brought a notepad.
Yeah, he did.
Great idea, buddy.
That was an awkward moment, man.
Did he get paid for that battle?
Oh, yeah, hell yeah.
Big time. Did you get like a camouflage shirt and a fucking bag of Cheetos?
and a Pepsi.
Mari tattoo. Anyway,
yo, the weirdest thing is, though, he showed up to that battle like in a sling and everything, and everyone was wondering what the fuck happened. But like, he legit tried to, like, from what I heard, he tried to run across the border, man. And you know,
he got abducted by aliens. That was funny. The last show me and Term did in Toronto, he was in a sling too, running from the cops.
Yeah, and wow. That's probably what it was. I mean, he tried to run across the border when he didn't have his passport. I don't know.
Try to run back in time. Yo, we should set up a battle with me and Cannabis.
Do it, yeah. Do it. What's
yo,
that like?
Static vs. Cannabis.
We could probably get him for the low, too.
You know what the funny thing is, man? He actually thought he was, like, doing everyone a favor, and instead of choking, he's like, well, I'm going to let them at least hear the bars, but he just didn't understand, like, the ripple effect that would happen.
And then he tried explaining it.
He tried, and then he made the videos,
and it was, like, 20 takes in front of the TV. Where he's like, what happened was, now, hold on, stop that over, but you see him say that.
I got 30 pages of rhymes in this motherfucker.
It was one of those things, man. The battle was lackluster all up into the third round, and you know what I mean? When that happened, normally I'd cut it off, but it's like,
yo, at that point, disaster.
At least we're getting our money's worth now. It's entertaining all of a sudden because it was boring.
I don't even care if Cannabis came with the best shit that we all accept. Disaster cooked, bro. It was bad.
That was
like the first round that Diz did is against Cannabis is easily my favorite Disaster.
You know, see the video from a couple weeks ago when I don't know if it was Disaster. He was there. One of the dudes like punched the other dude. It was like literally recently.
They were
like outside at a venue.
On a rooftop.
Yeah.
I guess so.
Yeah. With Billy Boondock.
Yeah. Either one of them gonna be there?
No.
That's in the parking lot. But Saturday's going down, Holyoke, Massachusetts. Why the fuck Holyoke?
To be honest with you, there's like a beer fest or something going down in Boston. So the weekend that we booked, we couldn't get a venue, and then hotel prices were like triple the price and everything. And it was primarily just a venue, you know what I mean? And we wanted to get a venue that kind of suits battle rap rather than just taking something and hope it works. We wanted to look for something that actually like feeds into the atmosphere and the element of battle rap, because it's a very touchy thing. It's a street battling, and what you see, what happens when like Total Slaughter and a whole bunch of other stuff, they do a really good job, but it's like you're taking it out of the street battle element, you know what I mean? So for this event, we're having a smaller venue, not like a huge 1,000 person, and we're just trying to get like that intimate street battle atmosphere back.
How many people you expect?
300. It sold out 300 people.
Nice.
Yeah.
Good shit, man.
We got some phone calls there too.
We got the phones. Let's go to the phones.
Let's go to line one. Clayton checking in from Pittsburgh.
Hold on 1 second, man. We getting it right. Pittsburgh. He's on speakerphone.
Pittsburgh.
Word up.
Hey, I got two questions for you, my brother. One, as a fan, I like to see battle rappers break down these opponents and take them, I mean, take their man anyway, you feel me? A lot of guys like to drum bar and do that. But what you think of that TV on it is, man, if you caught them five, you got how many clips, because I got how many clips on that thing.
I didn't hear the first question.
I didn't hear the first question either, but...
You said, well, you got hollow eclipse.
I said, what you like better? Breaking down the battler, you know what I mean? Taking that man's manhood away from him? Or guys that use him in gun bars?
Yo, I think sometimes when there's a really good story and a real good history between two battlers, if it gets personal and gets a little, you know what I mean, exposing, I think it's cool. I think when it's your only you know, your only thing that you do, it's kind of corny. I think sometimes, because I can, I mean, a lot of people appreciate, you know, just good rapping and good bars and you know, just out rapping your opponent. But sometimes for the entertainment value of it, it's dope to get the personal shit. But I think it only works when you have a real good backstory. If you have no backstory and then all of a sudden you're just like, oh, I'm going to talk about how when you was, you know, on your honeymoon and you snuck out your room and you went and fuck that waitress. You know what I mean? Like, you know, when you try to,
yeah, like,
it's corny.
Like the Pat Day Sharona situation has to be different,
too. Yeah.
But hey, who y'all got? Number 5, Hollow Clips. I got Hollow 2-1. I just want to know what y'all think real quick.
I got to watch it again, man. I mean, on what do you think, Anna?
I never put my opinions out publicly either. So.
Yeah, I gotta watch it.
Let's stay political, man. Even though we don't do that up here, so they're making money.
You know who won that battle? You did.
Most
definitely. That's what's up.
Let's go to line 2. Daryl checking in from Georgia.
What's up, Daryl?
What's going on, fellas?
What's good?
Man, I've been tuning in to this rap battle for a minute now. Right. And I just want to ask y'all, man, who the best? Arsenal, DNA, or my man Tech Nine?
None of them.
None?
Wait,
are you asking who's the best?
I just battled Arsenal, so.
Are you asking who's the best out of the three?
Well, I think that DNA killed Arsenal.
Me too.
But at the same time, Tech Nine was. You know, I like how he just bring this thing in real slow and then he just get into the thing. And I think he's pretty fly, too.
Hell yeah. I think the team was battle rap, man.
For the other listeners, he's not talking about Tech N9ne, like, Strange Music Tech N9ne. Yeah. There's a battle rapper in Tech N9ne?
I believe he's from Philly.
I think that's what makes battle rap.
Yeah, he's from Philly. He out of Philly.
Yeah, I think that's what makes battle rap so entertaining is the fact that there's so many different styles that people are attracted to and everything. You know what I mean? Who is your favorite can be someone other people don't even watch. You know, and that's kind of what makes battle rap what it is. So
I'll pick Gully TK.
Yeah.
Gully TK is my favorite. Saga City, what's up?
Hey, I like how when DNA lost his tooth, how them boys was giving him the business about his tooth.
Oh, it's Trump.
It's not Philly in here.
1, 2, yeah. Coming through, yeah. So, high conference, yeah. South side, yeah. Niggas, the outside, yeah. A bitch nigga with an attitude named Q. Step to the con with a few. Now what the fuck I look like this in the whole coast? You ain't made shit dope since America's most wanted to see from the Midwest to the East. On the dick of the East for your first release. My release is up at the crib house, niggas get evicted. The videos of white boys talking, you get wicked. Natural born killer, nigga, you natural born God. Re-race. Got the nerve to say you rob. Hypocrite, I'm feeling out your justice and forget. Slinging bean pies and St. Ives in the same sense. Instead of repenting. On the 16th of October, gets the beast beside George Clinton. So rock over rap careers over, better off acting. What trouble I see, and manage the WC and wax in. Get backed into a four-corner hustler. Lying on your dick. Said you was fucking up. Use higher learning. Don't take my words out of text. Went from to the Islam's addicted DOS effects. And it take the nation and millions to hold me back from giving you mouth shots or hit with the pipe the route. Got Chris sucker ain't round. It's your Friday, it was good. I wasn't sorry, she was with the boys in the line. I see the bitch in you when you don't speak your mind. The bitch in you look at me in my eyes blind. I see the bitch in you to be hard, you trying. You bitch in you, it's coming out. This rap shit, Cube, I'm calling out. I break in and smack niggas. This in the slaughterhouse. This ain't no East Coast, West Coast, none of the above. I'm from Chi, I went to Cali, but niggas gave me love. There's a thin line between the fake and the real. Grafted ass nigga, I see through your glass shield. Had skills. Once upon a time on this project, yo. I'ma have to wreck a whole say. I heard a whole say you a favorite rapper. What? So I had to slap her. And violate you, you a Muslim drinking brew. Your nigga ain't no Mac 10, he's a 22, I seen you, Mac. You ain't say shit in ATL, Cube, I like that diamond charm. I might cuff it, then sell it out like you sold Cam and Threat. A a year ago, you wasn't talking shit about the West. Yes, you knew your shit was done, plus the one got you cable. You banging, you ain't banging shit but the table in a circle, man. Ain't got no choice but to fight. Ain't none of y'all motherfuckers got a chance on the mic. Anytime you come out, yo, I'ma talk about you. Until you let that bitch hit you, walk about you. Any last words before I hit the switch from the immortal words one, a bitch is a...
For your nation.
I see the bitch in you when you don't sleep.
Yo, I just seen a picture like 2 days ago of Common and Ice Cube. First picture I ever seen of them two. And it's funny because they had that like little rap battle, which was amazing. And they both went on to be really big actors.
Wow.
It's crazy. Think about it. They're probably the two biggest rap actors. Like two of them at least. I think Ice Cube and LL Cool J are the biggest all time.
Did you see when LL Cool J brought
Will Smith? Will Smith, yeah.
And LL was in a lot of battles too. Will Smith, yeah, but I feel like Will started acting before he like...
Before Summertime?
Yeah, exactly. Like he was already famous when that shit came out. I mean, he came out rapping first, don't get it fucked up. But as soon as he got as big as he did, people kind of took him more serious as an actor. Whereas to this day, you still don't want to accommodate
him. His stardom came from being on TV more so than it did from being a rapper.
But he's also the first one to win a rap Grammy.
It's true.
No one can take nothing away from Will Smith, except his sunroof dresses. Anyway, we're here with King of the Battle. It's a battle Saturday. I'm going to be battling Terminology. It's going to be amazing.
One round,
People don't know Static's battle skills. He's battled a lot of rappers backstage at SOBs.
I've battled every single rapper pro era. I've battled...
everybody
beat Rex,
show up.
I beat Term. I beat a lot of rappers, man. I beat...
You beat Sav Kills.
I think I battled DJ Premier once. That was amazing. And I'm not talking on the turntables. Rapping. I've battled a lot of people, man.
Yo, God.
What's your record? Yo, honestly, I don't even know. It's like...
500?
It's like Mayweather's kind of...
Yo, you bodied... Yo, not for nothing, Static, you bodied that kid in Switzerland. Remember that? In that backstage room in Switzerland? It's on YouTube.
Yeah.
You battled that kid in Switzerland. It's on YouTube. You can see Static. Search Static Select a battle in Switzerland and you'll see it.
I battled a certain rapper one time and I was like, if I win, you're not allowed to rap anymore.
Yeah, you ended his career and he cried.
I never seen him handing out CDs in Times Square ever again. Oh, man. Good times.
You want to go to the phones? We got more calls.
We can do it. One time I was battling this kid in like the middle of the suburbs somewhere. And he was like, in his rap, he was like, I'll fucking slap you. Blah, blah, blah. I was like, slap me then. And he like touched my face. And I hit him and missed and hit like the beam on the porch and the whole porch came down. It's pretty
hard.
It's pretty good. Who we got on the phone, man?
Let's go to Cali, line 2, Steven checking in.
What's up, Steven?
Yo, what's up, Daddy?
What's good, what's good?
Oh, man, I just want to say two things. Fucking, boy, you're holding it down another Thursday. Good looking out, man. But I just want to say how Fresh Prince, like, I wish you would have made more music with Jazzy Jeff Astin. Like, Will Smith has bars, but you never deserved like to a rap star. But he's like a cultural... I'm
knowing
hip-hop. Like,
he's one of the like most successful people of all time, bro. So it's like, I'm happy for Will Smith either way. And, you know, he's still real cool with Jazzy. Like, Jazzy's one of the greatest DJs of all time. You know, that... Man, it's like, you can't even say nothing about Will Smith. He's the man. I heard he's working on new shit with Kanye.
Man, that shit should be hard. He has bars. And the other thing I wanted to say is, my favorite diss song is fucking Hit 'Em Up.
Ooh, okay.
Greatest
rapper of all time, Tupac.
That's probably the most disrespectful diss song of all time.
Yeah. Right, so he starts off, he says, that's why I fucked your bitch, you can't use a fuck.
Thanks, bro, I've heard it before. Yo, if you play that shit in New York, though, you gotta keep, you know, look around first.
Hey, anybody remember that old record from a guy named Sun Dula? Who went at?
I know the name.
Who went at Pac? And he was like, he went at everybody from the West.
Everybody went at Pac.
No, but he was this
record. Actually, let me take that back. Pac went at everybody, and a lot of those people didn't even go back at him.
Facts.
Mobb Deep dropped a gem on him.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
Yeah. But there's a missing gem in there, a hidden gem in the world by a rapper named Sun Dula. I think it's on YouTube, possibly.
Everything's on YouTube.
But this record was dope, and he was like, it was crazy. I think he might.
Greenberg from Brooklyn. This guy's Sean Doolittle.
I know his name.
Yeah, look that shit up, man.
Yo, I know about this Jay-Z record. I can't really say too much because someone will get mad at me. But there's a certain version of a Jay-Z song with a couple lines for Pac. But, you know, that'll never show up. So just know it exists. And let me play this. I recorded at 4 in the morning last night. Shout out to M.O.P.
I want you to tell me.
Turn me up, Stat.
From Pitbull there, but unfortunately it was not meant to be. Not a Hero quick look went up. I think that game is pretty cool. I want to play more of that.
Parenthetical. shit, motherfucker, ass tits, cunt, cock, motherfucker, shit, ass tits, motherfucker, shit, come on, pickety fuck, pickety fuck, pickety fuck, pickety fuck, 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 shit, motherfucker, ass tits, cunt, cock, motherfucker, shit, ass tits, motherfucker, shit, come on, pickety fuck, pickety fuck, pickety fuck, pickety fuck, 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 you take some shit, put it up on the wall, check it out for a while. You take that shit up off of the wall, put it down on the floor in a glass bowl. You take some fuck, put it up on the wall where the shit used to be. You take that fuck up off of the wall, put it down on the floor with the shit in a glass bowl. What? Yo, here's another little piece of advice, Barnes. You take some fuck, then some shit, then some fuck, then some shit. You got a fuck shit stack, a fuck shit stack. Take some fuck, then some shit, then some fuck, then some shit. You got a fuck shit stack.
It's a stack of fuck shit on top of itself, nigga.
I make references to weaponry, ancient or new. I wear bulletproof vests for no apparent reason other than to create a false sense of importance, of which I could never retain on my own. I like to create a buffer memory of incredulity, so y'all motherfuckers could never get near to me. I'm a cartoon character. You'll never be able to be like me. Girl, I like women. I like women. I like the concept of a woman. I like to take that concept and reduce it to an object. I like to take those objects and put them in my videos. Have them shake their jiggly bits so they look like hoes. I like to take some car polish, smear it all over their asses and buff that shit out so it looks like fresh peaches and shit. I like to take some more of that car polish and smear it all over their tits and buff that shit out so it looks all sparkly like diamond necklaces and shit. Why? Cause I'm a ladies man. A ladies man. A la 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 ladies man. I'm a materialist. I'm a materialist. I'll take a piece of shit car and I lower the motherfucker. Put some 18 inch rims on the motherfucker. Take some neon, put it underneath the motherfucker. So when I roll around this town, it looks like a hover, hover, hover. I like to take a flat panel display monitor. Put one on the steering column, one inside of the glove box, one on top of the dashboard, two in back of the headrest, one mounted in the seat, two still in the motherfucking packaging on the back seat so when my motherfucking friends go and sit on the shit and break it. I can honestly say I just don't give a fuck. It takes some fuck, then some shit, then some fuck, then some shit. You got a fuck shit stack, a fuck shit stack. Take some fuck, then some shit, then some fuck, then some shit. You got a fuck shit stack, take some fuck, then some shit, then some fuck, then some shit. You got a fuck shit stack, take some fuck, then some shit, then some fuck, then some shit. You got a fuck shit stack, it's a stack of fuck shit on top of itself, nigga. Yo, where my girls at? Where my girls at? Where my grills at? Where my grills at? Where my girls at? Where my girls at? Where my grills at? Where my grills at?
Where is the
fuck shit? Fuck shit. 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 Fuck shit.
Rainbow, 100 G's.
yourself, so you just gotta sing.
I just had to say.
FMU, you're on the air.
Hey, Tom, it's Brock out in Newbridge.
Hey, Brock, how are you tonight?
I'm doing okay. Like your show, it's fun.
Oh, thanks. What's going on tonight?
Yeah, a little irked, I don't know.
What's wrong?
Well, you know, that whole sort of, I mean, it's been going on forever, the whole Jersey versus Manhattan thing, you know?
Yeah, yeah, it is, you know, it's something. It's kind of, I think it will always go on.
I mean, there's the whole thing about the, whatever, the cloud, or whatever you want to call it, you know, and then...
Oh, from a week ago.
Do you have the time?
On the set while everybody in the house slept, I disconnect the phones and the rest. Find a butcher knife, cut the power lines to the lights. Now a nigga wild for the night. I come like the living dead, straight from the dirt, back to avenge his own death on this earth. Ever hear a Jason, then you know my work. Down to the basement, the dog get it first. I can't help myself, my thoughts ain't my own. The voices in my head just won't leave me alone. Murder, 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 kill, kill, kill. Pissing on the car seats, flattening the wheel. So there's no escape from the fate that awaits. No one to witness the horror taking place. Yeah, now I'm on my way up the stairs to the bedroom of my prey unaware. Heads will be hung from the chimney with care, with hopes that the police soon will be here. I'm a killer.
Knocking, kick the door, evict the four, yell out, it's a sticker, hit the floor. You fish cake niggas, stay lipping on. Did your mama name you or Mrs. Pauls? Battle in session, what's up with it? I talk like I walk with a fucked up pivot. Niggas scream out, it's just us bitches. Don't shoot out the phone booth. I aim at your party, hit the wrong group. Niggas done snap, running hunchback, ducking, brick walls get thumbtacked. So run laps before I body you. Bust out the socks like karate shoes. Doc, turn Velcro when night falls. Central Park joggers wear bright clothes. Typo 5 flows. Lizard, centipede, snake. I'm a killer! I'm a killer!
This is the sound of a cow.
Backs like Mr. Bentley. After PPP stripped you empty, gather round for rapid sound. 4th of July was 3 months ago, should have pat him down.
Oh, well, all right. I'm, I'm home. So that's cool. Have a good Thursday, right? Thursday. Pretty sure it's Thursday. See you later.